Mastering money and emotions on this Freedom Fest edition of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, a Freedom Fest style. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I have returning guest and our master of happiness, our own personal master of happiness, Dr. Joel Wade, joining us once again with some even more exciting things that he's up to on the horizon. And I'm not going to spoil it, but it's right in line with what we talk about each and every day with our biology-based approach to success. Dr. Wade, it's so great to have you back. We missed you last year, but it's kind of a good thing because you have this amazing program that plays into everything we teach about why we are bad at managing money. Because in my estimation, the mistakes we make at money have very little to do with money and more to do with our biology.
Well, the course is Mastering Emotions, Moods, and Reactions. Mm-hmm. So the most important thing, or the primary thing, is understanding these are three different things. So our emotions are primarily about the future. They're about learning and growth. So I might be angry at somebody, or I might feel hurt about something. And sometimes what we do is we'll ruminate about what happened and kind of go over it and over it and over it, like we have to figure something out. That doesn't help us much because we're not understanding the function of our emotions, which is to learn and grow. So it's like, I got hurt by this situation. What could I do different next time so I don't hurt again like this? That's the function of our emotions. And so if you're looking backward and swimming around in there, your emotions are, but you're still doing the same behavior now, that emotion is going to stay alive, knocking on your brain saying, hey, pay attention. Right. You're not getting it. I'm telling you, you got to learn from this. And so the most effective thing to do with emotions is to find, not only with negative emotions, but hey, I had a great time doing this thing. I want to do that some more. How can I make that happen more? That was a really successful interaction I had with somebody, a really delightful interaction. How can I do that again? Because I want more of that. So it's not just negative, it's our positive emotions too. Our moods are slower and they're more about energy and motivation. So I might be happy but have a low mood. Or I might have an up mood, but something happens and I feel sad for a while. And they're a response to loss or feeling stuck or helpless or pursuing goals that are actually not attainable. At some point, if you're banging your head against a wall trying to make something happen and it's just not happening, your mood will drop. And that allows you to actually, for a time, think more clearly and analyze the situation, see if there's something different you can do. If you don't pay attention to that initial mood drop, your mood system will go, hey, you're not listening, I'm going to drop it down a little more. And then if you keep going, it'll drop you down more. So paying attention to what's going on in our systems and being attuned to that can really make a huge difference in being able to function well and live a happy life. Our reactions are actually very primitive protection mechanisms, fight, flight, and freeze. So fight and flight is our sympathetic nervous system. And if we feel like we're in physical danger, that's what it's for, to protect us from a predator, from physical danger, we want to get away. If we don't get away from the situation, we're going to feel anxious or panic or fear. And or if we don't figure out a way to negotiate the situation so we're not feeling in danger anymore. We can also go into our fight branch. And then we get in this place of justice and all or nothing, right, wrong, good, bad, win, lose. And once we pop into that, We can no longer distinguish facial expressions, vocal tones. We can't connect with another human being. We're more seeing a threat. We're seeing an object that's threatening to us. And so any discussion, once we've crossed that threshold, is basically worse than useless. You're never going to come to any resolution. I mean, the resolution that feels right is I win, you lose. Right. But that never gets you anywhere.
Right. So I won this battle.
Yeah.
Like I'm losing the war if I keep winning in this fashion.
It gets you somewhere if you're attacked by a predator and you attack first and you know are able to get away. That's when win-lose works.
Right.
But we're rarely in that kind of situation.
Right.
And then the freeze reaction is when we're actually caught by a predator. It numbs us and immobilizes us. So we become less interesting to a predator, or if it's dinner, we don't feel anything. So that's what it's for. But we can get traumatized by situations, and trauma, the core of trauma is that freeze response. And we go into that when we're trapped and terrified. And you can go into it in pleasant ways, too. I mean, a kitten being held by its mom is in that freeze response, but it's not scared.
Right.
It feels just kind of...
I'm with mom.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. So, so those are our reactions. But you can see how different those are from emotions, which are about learning, or moods, which is about energy and paying attention to what our lifestyle is, you know, what our circumstances are. And honoring that, grieving if we've had a loss, changing our strategy if we're pursuing goals that we'll never reach, or trying to find other strategies if we feel stuck. And then our reactions are fundamentally to protect us from physical harm. So if we're in those reactions, we need to first remove ourselves from the situation, calm our systems, get in a place where we feel safe and trusting and can come back to our social engagement system where we can connect again. And that's where we're healthiest. That's when our immune system is healthy, our heart and lungs and our viscera is healthy, and it's where we can feel joy and happiness.
So, I always quote you when I'm giving my talks and I'm trying to explain how we process information, whether it's a self-generated stimulus like a thought or something in our environment. And I'm always saying that, because on this show we talked about anger or any emotion as an emotion is just information.
Yeah.
So we got to take the meaning from these mistakes or these issues that we're having and learn from them.
Yeah.
So this requires some introspection. It requires us to be able to take a step back and do our best to look objectively at ourselves. But are there other things that can assist with that? Because as we talked about mood and you talked about energy levels, I mean, can altering our diet, maybe our sleep patterns, certain habits, are there some simple things that we can start doing today that can help us get moving in that right direction? As we're learning these new skills in your great course that I want you to tell everybody about?
Yeah, well, the course is Mastering Emotions, Moods, and Reactions. And it's on my website, drjoelwade.com, in the product section. And it's brand new, just came out with it last week. Particularly with moods, there are things we can do in terms of our lifestyle. For example, if we're not getting enough sleep, if we're not eating well, if people that eat seven helpings of vegetables are much less likely to be depressed than people that don't. The green, multicolored vegetables, green vegetables, and having a variety really makes a difference. It's not a cure-all. If you're depressed, it's not going to, I ate some vegetables, so now I'm all...
Where's my broccoli? I need to be happy.
Right. But as a lifestyle thing, these are sort of fundamental tools to build so that you're less likely to have a lowered mood. So a good diet, Mediterranean diet, is a good sort of orientation for that. Getting exercise. If you don't get any physical movement, if you're sitting all day without getting up every hour for about 5 minutes, and if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're if your schedule is such, like you're, if you're working the graveyard shift and you're sensitive to that, that can really drop your mood. If you're not getting any sunlight, there's so much fear about sunlight nowadays, you know, with everyone's afraid of skin cancer right. and stuff, and so they don't go outside. Well, that causes its own problems because we need sunlight just as a part of our mood. So these are some things that can help just as a lifestyle thing.
Well, thank you so much for giving us these great suggestions. And I know I'm looking forward to taking this course because you're doing a greater depth of research than I am to come up with all of this stuff. And it fits right in with what we do. So Unlock Your Wealth fans, you need to go to Dr. Joel Wade's show page. After you watch this, scroll down, click on the links, and take this course. I've had his happiness course. I have his books. He's amazing. And I'm so excited for this next level of course from you. So
thank you.
So the website is drjoelwade.com?
Yes, drjoelwade.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And
you're
I look forward to having you on again. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthtoday.com is here where you can visit Dr. Wade's show page, get all the links to his great resources and so much more. For Freedom Fest, thank you so much for stopping by. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliate brands are copyrighted 2021 by Heather Wagenhals. All rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit UnlockYourWealthToday.com.